You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is peat? If you've ever been lucky enough to visit Ireland, in certain parts of the country, you might have noticed a bluish-white smoke coming from the chimneys. Or, if you've ever enjoyed a good Scotch whiskey, you might have noticed a smoky, iodine-like taste. Both of those examples are with a material called peat. And both of these examples are using a material that most likely started to form during the last ice age. Geologists call that time the Pleistocene epoch, and it ended roughly 12,000 years ago. Peat is an organic material. It's made of partially decomposed plant material. It has a high water content. 90% of its mass can be water. Peat forms in low oxygen or no oxygen environments, which is called anaerobic. The lack of oxygen means microorganisms won't be able to decompose the plant material. It forms in certain types of water-saturated environments like bogs, fens, and swamps. These watery places are called wetlands. But note there are many types of wetlands, and not all wetlands produce peat. The generic term is peatlands. The International Peatland Society uses the term mire for the ecosystem that produces peat. While peat can be found all over the world, most of it is in the Earth's upper half, called the Northern Hemisphere. There are a number of important ecological factors about peat. Even though it is made of plant material, peat, like coal, is not considered a renewable resource because it takes so long to form. In fact, geologists consider peat formation to be an early stage in coal formation. Because peat is made of plant matter, it has lots of the element carbon. It's thought that peatlands are very good at holding this carbon and are very good at absorbing excess carbon, such as CO2, carbon dioxide, from the atmosphere. Scientists use the term carbon sink for this carbon-holding ability. A concern is that when peatlands are drained and decay can then occur because of exposure to air, more CO2 can be released into the atmosphere. Try this home activity to learn a little bit more about peat and water absorption. Get some peat from a garden store. Scoop an equal amount of peat into one strainer and an equal amount of sand into another strainer. Then, slowly pour a measured amount of water through each material. Note which one holds more water and how much time it takes for the water to pass through that material. Well, I've just learned a little bit about peat. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.